So the mayor pays me a compliment, and I immediately have to clear my throat. Thank you very much. Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, a cloudy Thursday, 20% chance of showers moving into this afternoon, and then rain tonight. We welcome our mayor, Sue Kemp. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just hoping, I was looking at the weather report, I'm hoping it didn't rain on the hospitality night. I think it's going to be okay.
It's the funniest thing. I told the story yesterday. I'm not sure if you were listening, but I get texts from all over the country. And this guy that's been texting for a couple of years now on the show, every day he texts in for the stash or for the intro wars that we do. His name, and all I knew was his name, was Kevin from Buffalo. So I called him Buffalo Kevin. Turns out he works for the National Weather Service and yesterday sent me this amazingly detailed report on Laguna Beach.
Is that right?
And what we should expect. Hour to hour, he's absolutely right. He's so far so good. He says clear skies tomorrow for hospitality night. It'll rain early in the morning. It'll clear by midday, and we should have clear skies going throughout the night and then into Saturday.
That works.
Yeah, that works for me.
I want the weather to stay good too for the Sawdust Festival because they're having their Winter Fantasy, and I want them to have good weather.
So
get a lot of business.
And we're out in front of Winter Fantasy again tomorrow, so I'll be out there playing. On Saturday.
I'll be going down there.
All right, I'll look forward. Why don't you spin some tunes with us? We'll play a little Christine McVie and Fleetwood Mac.
I plan on
doing that together.
You got it.
Yeah. So we learned about Christine McVie yesterday. What an amazing talent when you think about all the great music that she's
part of. Yeah, our generation in particular, listen to all of her music. And I always thought, Stevie Nicks was always kind of the front person. She was very dramatic in her performances and stuff with her flowing black dresses and stuff like that. And Christine McVie's kind of back there, but she was such a class act.
Really
beautiful to look at and beautiful person. So talented.
And an amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever gotten the credit for the amazing ability to write. And we've been playing songs off of the Chicken Shack album from 1969, the band she was involved with before Fleetwood Mac. But when she joined Fleetwood Mac, she kind of changed them a little bit. She changed from what they were into a directed, well-written band.
Yeah, I heard that Chicken Shack music when I came in. It's sort of bluesy and cool and very, contemporary for our time.
You can
listen to that anytime, and that's so cool.
Yeah, I'll be rolling it the rest of the day here.
You're
a music fan. We could do this all day. We really could.
Yeah, we could.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was really good. I went to see my sister-in-law and her kids, and it was great. And I got to spend some time with them. They're in their early 20s. You know, when your nieces and nephews are at that age, it's hard to catch them because they have busy lives.
Right. They don't want anything to do with us at that point.
Of course. They want more to do with us now than they did when they were teenagers.
Right.
But they're both great guys, and I had so much fun talking to them and catching up with them.
Right. Okay. Really good. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning. Thank you. Some changes at the city structurally. We know that Assistant City Manager Ken Domer is leaving to become City Manager. Where is he becoming
City?
Of Laverne. And congratulations to Ken. Tell me how cool it was to work with him here. Everyone I've talked to says he was amazing to work with here.
Ken, first of all, is a really good guy.
Right.
He's a really good guy. I worked with him on a number of things, and he, conscientious, very thorough, but he was always going to leave to be a city manager. He was a city manager in Fullerton, and they had a crazy council there.
Right.
So anyway, he was always going to be a city manager. I'm glad that he got that. That was one of his goals in his career, and looks like he's managed to achieve that, and he's got the job. So yeah, I'm happy for him. We'll miss him, but this is what happens in municipal government. People change jobs for opportunities.
Right.
It happens all the time.
He's grabbing that ring. He's reaching for the ring.
Right.
Gavin Curran is stepping into his place. What can you tell us about Gavin?
So Gavin's been around quite a long time. He's our director of finance. He's a very level-headed person, extremely good to work with. I've worked with him for years, and I think he'll be good. He'll be supportive. He'll be approachable, like he always is. Whole city staff is approachable. I love working with our city staff.
Now, when I call someone level-headed, they're usually a stick in the mud. Is that what you're saying here?
No, you talk about a music fan. He's a huge music fan.
Is he really?
Yeah, you should have him on.
Let's have him on then.
Get him on here because he's a music fan too.
All right. You guys have the similar taste,
I don't know. I think he might be more of an 80s music fan. I don't know for sure, but that's kind of what I've gleaned.
All right. The vacant Director of Administration Services position is going to be retitled Director of Financial Services and Information Technology.
Right.
and recruited at a lower salary range, which is a good move financially.
That's right.
And that position is going to report to the assistant city manager, which will be Gavin at the time.
Which makes total sense.
And they're going to start recruitment for that position immediately. Are we looking in town? Are we looking at for someone on staff? Or that's not your decision at all?
I don't know. That's Sheree's decision.
Okay.
I mean, I think what she's put together here is excellent, really.
Okay.
But that's her job to figure out.
Right.
I imagine if it were me, I'd go inside and outside both.
Okay.
Just to see who's the best candidate.
Right.
But for now, you know, Gavin can cover it because it's not like he doesn't know the city's finances, you know, backwards and forwards.
Right. So
they'll
right.
find somebody good.
All right.
And Aggie Nash, who's our, you know, she's going to be the director of human resources. She is an excellent and very well-regarded human resources manager.
That's so important.
Yeah.
That is so important.
Yeah,
that position is so important.
Yeah. And I've worked with her, and she is also a very pragmatic, level-headed person. And, you know, a good HR person keeps you out of trouble.
Right.
He just, you know, keeps you on the straight and narrow.
Right.
And, you know, when you're managing a lot of people, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out what is the best thing to do. So you go to your HR manager and they kind of help you out.
Right.
Some of these personnel matters can be kind of, you know, difficult to plow through, and you want to make sure everybody's treated fairly.
Right. So. It is for me, it's as important a position as there is. And you're right. They keep you out of trouble. A good HR manager keeps you out of trouble. If a citizen here in town is reading that the transition of the water quality is going to public works, what does that mean?
I just think that's probably a better fit, because sometimes public works and water quality projects, you know, or have some integration points.
Right.
So I think that's good. And I think more direct, you know, oversight by Public Works is a good idea. You know, they have a lot of good ideas too. I think combining those two is absolutely fine. And I think it's a good idea.
Okay. And what can you tell us, what can you tell our listening audience about Mark McAvoy? And he's going to be retitled to the Director of Public Works and Utilities.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great guy. He was a great catch. Ray hired him when she was the Public Works Director.
Okay.
He's extremely smart and good. He's done a lot, you know, like he's done a lot of big projects around town. He's the point person. And I talk to him quite a bit about things. He's another level-headed, common sense, pragmatic person.
Very cool. Anyone that's been in a position for any length of time at the city develops this kind of, even if they weren't when they got there, they develop kind of a pragmatism once they're in there and they get their footing, right?
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, we have also on her list, she has Adam Gufferati, who's going to be reassigned to Transit Community Services, and he's going to be a project manager. He's really good. He does a lot of work on the promenade.
I love Adam.
I do, too. He's a very creative guy, too.
Yeah.
Such a good guy.
Will he still be? Okay, so my I have a little personal interest in this. Adam is my go-to, like on hospitality night. You know, if I need a note or something or whatever, boom, there's Adam. Boom, there's Adam. Is he going to still be having those responsibilities, or he's moving on from that?
I mean, I don't go deeply into his job responsibilities, but
right.
I just know him for his work. And then Sean Poschel's also on this list, that they're going to give her a reclassification to higher pay grade. She's the cultural arts manager, and I'm the liaison to the Arts Commission. They do so much good work.
Right.
Like today, I'm going to Bouchard's to dedicate their mural, and you know, the Arts Commission and cultural arts behind all the art that goes on in this town. It's fantastic. She's a really good organization.
So she'll be reporting to the assistant city manager. She'll be reporting to Gavin instead of directly reporting to Sheree?
Well, I think here it says she's going to go to Transit Community Services. And reports, I think it's Michael Litchie she's going to be reporting to.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And these...
Michael Litchie's smart, by the way. He does a lot. He does our trolleys and transit and Laguna Beach Local and all that. That's his handiwork.
How long have we had him in...
I don't know. I want to say like 3 or 4 years. I feel like he's been on the staff as long as I've been on council, maybe somewhere around there.
Okay. Teams coming together. This seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
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 And are you ready for the new team to come together on the dais?
I am. I am ready. I'm excited about it, actually.
Right.
Yeah, because I think I said this before, I've known Mark Orgill for years.
Right.
I like Mark Orgill a lot.
Right.
I know what he thinks about some things. And then, of course, I know Alex quite well because I campaigned a lot with him, and I knew him, you know, before the election. So both of those guys, very smart.
Right.
And good mannerisms, no hot tempers,
right.
Thoughtful people that I think we can have thoughtful dialogue up there versus, you know, adversarial or non-productive
It'll be more conversational. Ridiculous. It'll be more conversational, you think, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, congratulations there. And I know that you have a plan for next year. You have a certain way that you're going to, you may not be mayor next year, right?
That's right.
Is there a chance you might still be mayor?
I don't know. That's up to the council. I mean, I think, you know, my personal opinion is we should go back to the 1 year rotation of mayor and mayor pro tem.
Okay.
So we'll see. We have, you know, we obviously have with the new council, I would say we have, I don't know, probably 3 inexperienced council members.
Right.
And it just takes time to get up to speed on council, particularly if you don't have any city government experience. Just, you don't really understand the job until you get into it. And it takes a while. It's a lot more work than people think because they watch the council meetings and they think, oh, you're just sitting up there making decisions. There's a lot of work behind the scenes that goes on to prepare for council meetings, working on projects, addressing issues as they come up in the community. It's a lot. And there's a lot of rules you have to follow and you have to learn all those things. And you have to learn how to deal with the public. You have to, there's a lot of tricks. And when you're the mayor, you have a lot of plates spinning at the same time.
Right.
So you really have to know what you're doing up there. And even there's times for me where I'll look over at Bob and I'll say, Bob, should I do such and such? Or he'll do it to me sometimes. Or I'll go to Phil and go, okay, Phil, now what? Yeah. Because, you know, it's not, you know, you're not the end all be all up there, but you have to know what you're doing.
Right.
You have to know how to conduct yourself.
So when you say you have a lot of plate spin, and I go back to the Ed Sullivan show and the guy with the plates on the sticks and he'd go from one to the other, that's kind of what it is for you.
I remember seeing that as a kid and I tried that. And I tried that with Steph. My mom told me to knock it off because I was breaking things.
Of course, yeah. They had a little special rigging. It had to be specially rigged up there. And maybe not just for this city, and I'm not pointing the finger at anyone in particular at this city, but talk to us about the importance of when you're a city council member of dealing with the public's agenda and not your own, and how difficult that might be to navigate.
Well, I mean, usually your own agenda comes from the public.
It should, shouldn't it?
It should. It comes from the public, or because there's a lot of different interests in this town, even though it's small. And you have to think when people are as residents, or you know, have a constituency group, or you know, a nonprofit. They're coming from their own perspective, and you have to think about that. Is this good for the broader community? Does this make sense? Can we pay for it? So a lot of times, I mean, for me, my personal agenda has always come from what I perceive to be a problem in the community based on conversations. Like when we did, I worked primarily on the promenade during COVID, and I talked to a lot of those business owners. That became very apparent to me that we were going to have a lot of businesses going out, not only on Lower Forest, but around town, unless we kind of open things up a little bit and try to make it safe for people to be outside and also... So you have to kind of, you know, have somewhat of a vision of what you'd like to do to either make the community happy or to solve an issue or a potential issue. Because I viewed the promenade at the time as kind of risk management, you know, like let's not have a bunch of vacant storefronts. Because in Laguna, once you start having a lot of vacant storefronts, it's very hard to fill them.
Right.
So once you get a tenant in there, then you want to keep them because you don't want to get on that slippery slope because it's hard to get back up.
Right.
So, you know, those kind of things, fire mitigation, fire safety thing that I worked on, those are all proactive things that, you know, I have a very deep concern about.
Right.
And I'm going to continue working on that. But so those are the kind of things, you know, people bring up things here and there that they want to have done. And we're going to see a lot of that with St. Catharines because there's a lot of people in town who would like to see different things. So buying St. Catharines was almost universally applauded, but now when the rubber meets the road, it's going to be an interesting discussion, but it'll be good.
Right.
I think it's going to lead us to a broader, kind of broader discussion about what we want to have in the community and where it should be.
Right.
So I think that's going to be interesting because I can see some short-term things we may do and then longer-term, you know, we may want to make some additional investments.
I want to hit fire mitigation really fast here, if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
We were talking about more helipads. What kind of timeline would we look at and what would be necessary from the county or from the state to make that happen?
Well, I think primarily what we need to focus on now in both the water districts, the Laguna Beach County Water District and South Coast Water District are going to help us with that. So we're going to get, and I know when I was talking to Keith Vandermooten, who's the, he's the head of the Laguna Beach County Water District, they're already planning for these tanks along the ridge. And South Coast Water District, I think, passed in their board meeting to put another one in, too. I have to look because I can't remember exactly the details. But coming soon. I don't know. It, you know, it takes a while to get these things in.
Right.
but definitely they're funded. So that's the major hurdle.
That is the big hurdle.
Yeah, that's okay. The major hurdle.
And you mentioned St. Catharines. As that conversation about what exactly the purpose will be of St. Catharines or the multi-purposes of St. Catharines, how long do you expect that conversation to last?
I think it's going to last a little while because, you know, as I've said, we may need to move some chess pieces around.
Right.
And so we have to figure out, you know, when you what will be the ramifications of certain decisions. You know?
Right.
And, you know, like, for example, I think, and this is not necessarily my bias, but it's just an observation, is that, you know, we don't have enough for kids to do around here. And, you know, they think the parents faction is going to be quite strong
right.
on this because they're going to want to see, you know, like our pool's impacted.
Right.
I don't swim down there because, well, for one thing, I don't want to swim down there. It's too busy. But so I go to Nigel to swim when I want to swim. But
I like the ocean. I'm an ocean swimmer.
You're an ocean swimmer, yeah. I'm a warm temperature swimmer. I mean, I can swim with you, and I have, but I prefer to be in the pool because I like to count my laps.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to count when you're swimming in the ocean. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to stay alive,
like,
to be
staying
honest.
Warm.
Just trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
Before you go, I want to talk about pickleball for a second and the pickleball courts and tennis courts versus pickleball courts. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, we have a mini kind of controversy going on between the pickleball players and the tennis players. Some people are crossovers. Some people play, like I am a crossover, and I've heard a lot of people tell me this too, that they play pickleball because they can't play tennis anymore because it hurts their shoulder. Because most pickleball is kind of below the waist, mostly, or at waist level. So, you know, I think we're going to have, this is what I was kind of talking about when I was talking about kind of a larger plan, and that includes the pickleball courts, because where could we put some more? Because it's a huge sport now,
right.
And we're only going to get more and more. Even the kids up at Thurston, they're going to stripe the basketball court so they can also play pickleball in there.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, older adults playing. It's everybody now. Like, if you watch the videos, and I watch these videos because I'm kind of addicted to them.
You get lost in watching videos.
These videos, these pickleball videos, these people are so good.
Right.
I mean, fantastic athletes. I mean, when they hit a shot and I think, oh, that's a point. No, they keep it going.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
So,
it's like watching a professional ping pong game sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, wow, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we're going to have to build some more courts. I don't know where we're going to put them. That's always the problem around here.
Right.
Where are you going to put them? I see these things on, I'm on some of these pickleball sites because I like to see what they're doing, how they're doing it.
Right.
But they'll have like these massive. Like, I was in Sacramento with my sister-in-law. She lives in a planned community. They're building massive pickleball site on it, but they have room.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to be great.
Right. Can you envision that over at St. Catharines, a couple of courts?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I have, you know, it's not, there's not a lot of flat surface over there.
Right.
So it's on a hill, so. I don't know. We have to think.
Advantage. I'll take this. I'll take the upper part of the hill here. Advantage.
So many people have ideas. They're like, why don't we put affordable housing up there? Right. Okay, guys, let's just wait.
Two more things before I let you go. We've got a hospitality night happening Friday. You ready for that? You ready for Santa?
Yeah. So I'm going to ride on the fire truck. So it takes off at the Suzy Q.
Right on.
And I'll be in the fire truck with Santa. Did you know our old Santa died?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we have a new Santa.
Okay.
It's sad. Our old Santa died.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
I know. I'm sorry to hear it too.
He was a good Santa. That was a really good Santa.
He's a good Santa.
Yeah.
He looked like an authentic Santa.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
But we have a new Santa. And so I'll be on that fire truck. And then we go down to light the tree. You know, we come in. We make our big entrance with Santa. And
that's
Santa
always
goes
fun.
Up there. And then we're going to have, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
So
be there.
Then I think I'm going to have some kids come on the podium. We're going to do the countdown together.
Very
light the tree,
cool.
To something like that. To have involve the kids and have some fun.
Excellent idea.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I love hospitality night.
I do too. I really worry
about is getting sick. Because we're around a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people are going to be masked.
I might put a mask on.
A lot of people will be masked. And we have the advantage of it, you know, again, being an outdoor event. So those advantages are with us. But I get what you're saying.
I remember being on Pepper Tree Lane last year. And it was like, we were all kind of packed in there. You know, it gets really packed.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I'm thinking to myself, oh, man. I didn't think this was a good idea.
But you managed without getting sick, right?
I haven't gotten COVID, knock on wood, but. You know, it doesn't mean I'm not going to get it.
Right.
So.
Well, be very careful.
I'm lucky.
And finally, before I let you go, we have a championship high school football team in town.
Unbelievable.
That is just so great.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know what? Saturday night, I'm going to the Laguna Dance Festival gala, which I committed to do.
Okay.
And now we have the
Right. Yeah. They're playing Granada Hills on Saturday night.
The dance festival starts. So I'm trying to make it over part of the second half or something. So right. If I can get in there.
You know what? I think you have license to leave places early. I think you do. As mayor, you do have license to.
I like both things, right? I love the dance festival. Right. I like the people involved in it.
Right.
You know, donating to it. I love donating to it. But, you know, but on the other hand, I'm still the mayor. The mayor seems to be at the ball game. So anyway, I got to work it out. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Right.
I'll talk to them about that, but I'll be there for a good portion of it and then get over there.
All right.
Yeah, I know, you know, the guys, the Jackson Collick, who's the quarterback, his dad works in town at this. He's a trainer. He has a training business here.
Right.
And I've been watching that kid grow. He's 6'4 now.
Wow.
The guy is 6'4.
Grows like a weed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And we have a successful girl on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this Breakers football team.
I really, really do. It's so exciting. It's absolutely exciting.
All right. I'll figure out a way to get you out of the dance thing, and then we'll get you.
I'll be there both places. Okay. I can make it work.
All right, Mayor Sue Kempf. Let's take us out with a little Christine McVie. You want to do that?
Got it.
All right. Thank you once again for stepping in this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you. A little Christine McVie as we step out of the door.